Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning fly control in their calf rearing area. We all recognize that milk and some of the starter feeds that we feed to calves really attract flies. And so one of the things you need to think about is where will the flies come from that might be moving into your calves? If you have trees, particularly cedar trees that are located fairly close to the hutches, a lot of times flies move from those areas into the hutch area. So traps that are located between the trees and the hutches may be very effective in taking out a lot of adult flies and prevent the buildup of larvae in that area. Second thing that you need to think about is whether or not you need to use chemicals to control flies around the calf hutches. That means that we use chemicals that will stay onto the hutches and other places where the flies might land and transfer the chemical to the fly and control the fly that way. The other thing that we might consider there would be larvicides. And the final thing is just general cleanliness. We know that the feeds that we use in this area are going to attract flies because a lot of times they will contain molasses. We also know that milk attracts flies. So think about how you handle some management things around the feeding of milk. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to make sure they carefully consider the fly control products that they're using around their calves and making sure that they use a multi-prong approach to control flies this summer.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.